This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Protests precede UN summit on climate change. Hundreds of thousands of protesters joined worldwide demonstration Sunday calling for adoption of global environmental controls as world leaders headed to Paris for the opening Monday of the UN climate summit. Activists linked hands in the heart of the French capital amid tight security in the wake of the deadly Islamic State terrorist attacks earlier this month that killed 130 people. But peaceful protests turned violent, with police firing tear gas at some demonstrators. More than 200 protesters were detained. About 150 world leaders are expected at the start of the summit, including President Barack Obama, China's President Xi Jinping, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Russia's President Vladimir Putin. The summit goal is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, perhaps less, compared to pre-industrial revolution levels by curbing fossil fuel emissions that are blamed for climate change. Pope Francis visits a mosque and holds an open-air mass in the capital of the Central African Republic Monday, the second day of his visit after calling the warring parties to lay down their weapons and support efforts to end sectarian strife. While holding a mass at the Cathedral of Bangui Sunday, the Pope promoted the need for peace and coexistence in a country torn by political conflict and clashes between Christian and Muslim militants. Earlier, he called for unity and for people not to allow religious differences to divide them. Speaking at the presidential palace in Bangui, the Pope said he hopes next month's elections will allow a new chapter of history. This is VOA News.